So I am horrible at selecting Christmas gifts for two reasons that might be obvious just from looking at me. One is I'm Jewish, so haven't had a lot of practice. The other is I'm a man, which means I have a tendency to find the right gift and then use it as inspiration to select something unrelated. And a few years ago, I was dating a woman who knew I was bad at getting gifts because for her birthday, I had given her a box of pears, the fruit. And she opened it and she said, "Why did you get me a box of pears?" "I don't know. I'm as confused as you are." And so for Christmas, she thought I needed a little direction, and she said, "I would like a piece of jewelry," which is how I found myself at a kiosk in a mall, looking through these glass shelves at bracelets and necklaces and earrings, not knowing what to get, and then I saw it. I said, "Oh, I should get her that." And Christmas morning, she opened the little box, she took it out, and she said, "Why did you get me a pocket watch?" "I don't know." She asked me a valid question. She said, "Do you know any other woman who carries a pocket watch?" "No, but you're special." So the following Christmas, her mother actually contacted me in advance and said she would like an anklet, 14 karat gold, a thin chain. You can buy it at Value City for $40. I'm going to email you a link to the one that you should get. Do you need directions? So I bought her the anklet and then broke up with her. A few years later, I was dating a woman named Marina, and I really, really liked Marina. I was thinking she might even be the one, even though we'd only been together for a few months. And Christmas was coming up. She invited me to spend Christmas at her parents' house with her. And I knew I had to get a good gift, a real gift, a gift like people give to people. Not a box of pears. And she had mentioned that she really missed being able to play the piano because she couldn't have a piano in her apartment. I couldn't get her a piano. But I thought, I will get her an electric keyboard. And I found this great electric keyboard with like 100 different sounds it could make and all these features. And I bought the accessories. I got the stand for it. And I got the sustain pedal. And I packaged it all up in this giant box with a wrapping paper. And I put it in my trunk. Drove to her parents' house. Left it in the trunk. Set my alarm for 3:30 on Christmas morning. Got up. Went out to the car in the snow in my pajamas. Got this giant box. Moved it under the tree. And went back to bed. And the next morning we woke up. We're all sitting around the tree. It's me and Marina and her parents and her brother and her grandfather, and we're all opening presents. And as they open more and more gifts, I notice there's something a little bit different about the gifts from what I'm used to seeing. For them, Christmas is not, "I got you the new iPod." Christmas is, "Here, I baked you these cookies I thought you would like." Or, "Here's a book I enjoyed, and maybe you will too. I made a donation in your name to public radio." And I'm sitting there seeing this giant box still sitting under their tree, feeling like a jerk. The box is crushing the other presents. And finally, Marina opens it, and the whole room goes silent. And out of the corner of my eye, I can see her parents give each other a look. And it's a look that says one of two things. It either says, "What has our daughter done for this man to have earned this keyboard?" Or it says, "What does this man expect our daughter to do for him?" And Marina likes the keyboard, and it's the thing that she will be able to use, and she says, "Thank you." But then she gives me her gift, and I open it up, and it's a scrapbook of the first few months of our relationship. It's got photographs of us and little drawings and inside jokes, and on every page there's something that makes me smile. And I just felt like I had brought something horrible and alien into their wonderful little Christmas. But I learned something. I learned that there are two types of people who give gifts on Christmas. There are people who give gifts that are expected or at the very least expensive. And then there are people who give gifts because the gift is something that struck them as being special. And all this time, I had thought I was the wrong type of person. But it turned out I was just with the wrong type of person. And Marina and I have now been married for 3 years. We just learned this morning that in April we're going to have a baby girl. Somehow she found a way once again to give me the perfect gift. Thank you very much.
Adam Rubin.